What's up, everybody? I'm David George, and you're tuned into Thursday's Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. As many of you may know, 2014 was the last time the Eagles hosted a playoff game at Lincoln Financial Field. The players and the coaching staff are expecting the fans to be fired up for Saturday's big game against the Falcons.
It can dictate a lot. You know, one of the goals every team in the National Football League has at the beginning of the season is to have at least one home playoff game, and then hopefully you get two. So in our case, we hopefully have two. You know, and we want teams to come into our stadium and to feel our fans and to feel the excitement and to feel the noise and to feel everything about Philadelphia. You know, I've been a visiting player coming into this stadium in a playoff type atmosphere, and it is tough to play because our fans are loud from the opening kickoff to the last whistle of the game. So this is what, you know, obviously we expect Saturday afternoon. Our fans will be a huge influence on the game. You've seen it time and time again, whether it be communication, delay games, timeouts being taken. And it's a credit to our fans. And so we're excited, number one, to be playing at home in front of those folks.
A lot of confidence, you know, being at home. And I think that, you know, this year has been, you know, really rough for teams to come in and try to win. I think the crowd and the fans have been doing a really good job of, you know, making it hard for teams to come in. And, you know, we've been doing a good job of, you know, just getting after it.
I expect that thing to be rocking, man. You know, I think we have the best fans in the world. I mean, they show up wherever we go, whether we're home, away, they're there. You know what I mean? That's one thing I've noticed about Philadelphia Eagle fans. So I expect that thing to be rocking, man. We're going to be ready for it.
Speaking of the length, the Eagles held their final full practice at the stadium today. After having 2 weeks to practice, the players feel well-rested and ready for Saturday's showdown.
It's interesting because, like you said, I did get a couple bye weeks, so I mean, I guess I got lucky in a way. But, yeah, I feel good right now. I'm excited for this challenge. It's one-game season, so for me it's just leave it all out there on Saturday.
Well, one was practicing last week. You know, if you remember the bye week, I gave them the whole week, so there's a little bit of that. But practicing last week helps, and there's really no – I shouldn't have to say anything for this game. You know what I mean? The energy level – the juices will be flowing. It's been a couple weeks since we've been on the field. It's a different feel. And our guys, I have no doubt our guys will be ready to go.
Julio Jones returned to practice today after missing the previous 2 days with an ankle injury. The Eagles' defensive backs are prepared for the task of taking on the Pro Bowl wide receiver.
I mean, he's dangerous anywhere. You know, so you know, if he lines up in the slot or on the outside, you know, we still got to have respect for, you know, his talent. So, you know, for me, I just take it for what it is. You know, I'm guarding Julio. You know, if he's in the slot, I'm guarding him. You know, I got to be on point with my technique, my eyes. So,
I mean, he's just a big guy who can run. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get a lot of big guys, you know, they're just big targets and they catch the ball. I mean, he's a guy who can run at his size and also run routes as well. He's just not a one-trick pony.
That's going to do it for today's Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Be sure to check out the kickoff show presented by Exalta on Saturday at 4 p.m. Until then, stay here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com or the Eagles official mobile app for all the latest news and updates. My name's David George. Thanks for tuning in. Have yourself a great Eagles day.